Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. When the Holy Spirit God comes in, don't you know? Don't you know? It feels just like fire, y'all. Spiritual fire burning down deep inside my bones. Praise the Lord. And all glory goes to our God. Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And glory be to God for his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, and personal Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light in this dark and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each one of you precious, beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecting person. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual uplift, recognition, and nutrition from the book of Philippians 1 and 9, where we read the Apostle Paul pours out his heart to the Philippian believers. He prays that they will increase their love with knowledge, depth of insight, and discernment. We need to know that love is a living, vibrant force that emits its powerful influence as we grow in these ways. We sometimes only view love in an emotional and sentimental aspect, and may be so unaware of love being able to change lives, minds, communities through God working in us. Lord have mercy. My special guest is here. She is self-employed owner, manager, CEO at Authentic Life Coaching and Counseling Services. as well as CEO and founder of Strategic Solutions, as well as author, talking about my homegirl, woman of God from Detroit, Dr. Kristen L. Lawson is here to bless us with all of her expertise in social work and counseling and her biblical knowledge, as well as her spiritual experience as being a dynamic woman of God. You are all in for a phenomenal treat. Please believe that. And then later on in the broadcast, I'm going to stay right here in the D, Detroit. We will be shining our artist spotlight on Man of God. He is CEO, inspirational artist, songwriter, producer, studio engineer, as well as preacher. I'm talking about gospel artist, Man of God. Kristen Jackson is here. Lord Jesus, we're going back to the D, y'all, where there is a phenomenal spiritual influence of Jesus Christ over that city, just in case y'all don't know. Because you know how it is sometimes. You just hear all the bad things and never hear all of the good things. Well, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, we're going to talk about some good things that God is doing with his people in Detroit. And yes, it's going to hit you wherever you are, too, because God is not a respected person. If you're doing it for the saints in Detroit, Dallas, Delaware, where I am right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, you best believe God has got his hands, his eyes, and his blessings on you, too. We've already had prayer. We are so ready to get this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast on to give God his just due praise and to encourage each and every one of you beautiful souls. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. everything. Sounds of gospel music icon, man of God, Everett Drake, letting you know that he is still flowing in the spirit of his calling. Amen. Goes right there. And we salute that, good brother, because you are so correct. You are so correct. This is the Fire Gospel Experience, where we are uplifting our God with all of you anointed people. It is certainly my pleasure to always reach back to the city that raised me, talking about the D, talking about Detroit, Michigan. Such a wonderful place to go, to grow, to get knowledge, to get great life experience. Anytime you're in a big city, you're going to meet so many different personalities. You're going to have to be discerning to the utmost. And when we make our allegiance with our Lord Jesus Christ, we get the added additional discernment of spiritually speaking, and that just helps us to grow, to be wiser, to be able to navigate the tricks, the traps, and the different trails that life brings. This woman of God has a lifetime of experience and expertise in the fields of what it is that she does. She has made her life a ministry, you can say, in counseling, in healing, and sharing our innermost thoughts and beings, and helping a person discover who they are by bringing who we are on the inside out to where it can be examined, where it can be renewed and refreshed, and then build a whole brand new person in spite of the things that we're talking about. I'm talking about the CEO, manager, and owner at All Authentic Life Coaching and Counseling Services, as well as founder at Strategic Solutions, woman of God, as well as author, my dear sister in Christ, woman of God, Dr. Crystal Lawson, is returning to this Fire Gospel Experience, and we're happy to have her here, y'all. Yes, indeed, woman of God, Dr. Crystal Lawson, welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me from the D, the place I've been my entire life. Yes, my wonderful city. I'm a city girl. So it's an honor to be here.
And it's a pleasure and honor to have you. So when you hear us say the D like we do, there's no mistaking it. We're not talking about Dallas. We're not talking about Delaware. We're not talking about Denver. No, we're talking about Detroit, Michigan, where there are many beautiful souls that get overlooked because the media loves emphasizing the negative things that happen everywhere. But we are here to emphasize the goodness of our God, as well as the prosperity, the commitment of those of us that are doing good things in light, in God's will and purpose. So it is a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lawson. Why don't you just introduce yourself and let my listeners know about a little bit about who you are, how you began this faith walk, and then we'll just carry on from there.
Okay. Well, again, I'm Dr. Crystal Lawson, which is my maiden name. I think when I was here before, I was using my married name, which was Ethan. Like mentioned, I grew up in the city of Detroit, on the east side of Detroit. My humble beginnings, where I'm very honored, and I honor the space I came from. I began my journey really simply at the time. I was a single mother looking for a job, honestly. And a friend of mine said, hey, you need to apply for a social work position. And I had not finished my education, but I applied. And then the lady at the time, Ms. Janetta Fortune, she asked me, did I love God? And I said, well, of course. Mm. That's the actual. I just got saved, which I was about 22 years old. I had just got baptized. And she hired me. I had absolutely no experience. Okay. I honestly didn't even know what social work was. I was just trying to feed my then 2-year-old son. And as a result, here I am. What I discovered that was a divine assignment. And in the midst of it is when I got my education. So I actually worked in the field where I was doing assessments and diagnosing and intakes with men who were addicted to drugs and alcohol and coming from the correctional system at 23 years old with no degree. So I believe my stock was divine. And I always share at the onset of my career, the first probably 10 years taught me about me, and then that was transitioned in me helping others, because what I've learned is that you can't pour from an empty cup, and you can't help you have not healed. And so God introduced me to this industry first for my own healing and my to recognize where I had come from, what my experiences were and what they meant, so that I could continue the journey to help other people. So that's kind of how I started.
Amen.
And I eventually, you know, got my education. And so it has now been probably over 30 years that I've worked in addiction, mental health, spiritual counseling. I'm a preacher. I've been preaching 7-8 years now. And so I've just been blessed to do a diverse work with our people.
Amen. That is phenomenal, and that is just a beautiful testimony right there. So it just seems like your life experiences has kind of led you right into this ministry of counseling and healing and helping people find the correct pathways for their life. Is there any advice that you would give to someone that may be still seeking what their personal calling is as a Christian? Can you maybe help them look for some signs and help them chart their way to be able to say, hey, you know what? I feel this in my spirit that this is really what God wants me to do.
Yeah, well, first of all, one of the things I've learned, even for myself, is we have to look at the pain that we suffered in our life. And oftentimes, there's a pattern that's established for us to recognize in transitioning that pain into more power and purpose. And of course, I think, though, one of the barriers to this for our people, although we are believers, we go to church, we praise God, but when it's time to really address our painful past or painful decisions that we have made that have impacted our lives, that's when it becomes difficult. And so a lot of times people can miss it because they just don't want to do the work or recognize this painful pattern. And that could be, of course, me, myself, I grew up with addicted parents who were addicted to drugs and alcohol. So I had many of the behaviors that a drug addict had. I just was not addicted to drugs. Mm. And the first step I always suggest is to recognize what painful points you've either overcome or keep experiencing. What does that look like?
Okay.
And then, of course, do the work to identify that. And then look in areas where you yourself have needed help. Because, of course, we can't help, we can't heal, we can't minister. We can do it, we can practice it, but we can't transition people until we've made those transitions ourselves. Because we can only take people as far as we can go. to look at times where you actually needed the help, rather it was personal decisions, relationships, divorce. Many women, many of our people have been victimized sexually, emotional abuse, kind of really looking at that and see how it has shaped your worldview or how you view spirituality or how you view people. So it's really a delving into the dark places of your soul is what I call it. And it takes courage.
Amen.
And of course it takes Christ to go there. And that is the beginning of identifying your purpose. And so what I've discovered is...
No, I was just going to just ask you a quick question, but I'm going to let you go ahead and finish your point, then I'll ask my question.
Well, what I was going to say, a lot of times crisis is opportunity for change. And it has been my experience, when a person experiences a crisis, it creates the vulnerability for people to go further to examine how did they get in a situation or why were they victimized in this particular situation. And then it usually can help transition them to that next level. Because we have been such a materialistic culture, and that's not a put down, because I love things. I love brand new cars and clothes. But a lot of times we've measured success based upon things rather than our internal healing aspects. And so when crisis occurs, it gives you an opportunity to pause and take a look at everything around you and take a look at who you are on the inside.
Amen. Yes, yes, that's so true. I was going to say that one of the barriers behind seeking counseling and therapy and anything that's related to mental health is that for some reason, those of us that are in the church will see us going to this type of resource as being a slight on our faith. Like the reason we can't overcome certain issues mentally is because there's something that maybe we missed, or maybe we didn't just fully comprehend in our spiritual attainment. And to me, it is no different from going to a physical doctor, because when you're in pain, whether it's in your body or whether it's in your thinking processes or in your mind, we don't have no problem going. Well, some of us might have. You know how us black men are. We wait until it's almost too late. We almost about to slip all the way up into eternity before we finally decide to go get some medical help. But I'm saying in general, when there is a physical issue, a pain, a discomfort, after a period of time, we'll go ahead and seek a physical doctor, but we don't get that same type of respect when we need to go and see about our mental well-being. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's very true. I mean, I think our culture initially, you know, what happens in our household stays in our household. And we have been a culture of family secrets. And so to actually expose our truths are unheard of. And then in church, depending upon your leader or the teaching you've experienced, it has been deemed as some type of demon that you can just pray away. And so that is the biggest myth I've ever heard, because most of the people that I've counseled have proclaimed and confessed to be sold and sanctified and sold out for Christ. When it is time to address difficult challenges, you know, we've been told to pray it away or, go read the scriptures. And of course, I believe the power of God. I believe in the word of God. However, if we don't address, because talking is therapeutic. But I believe since COVID has occurred, that has kind of taken the lid off of that belief, because we were all on the same playing field, if that makes sense. None of us knew what COVID was, if we had it, if we was going to survive it, if we did get it, would we live, would we die? And sin so many of our people lose their lives to COVID created a vulnerability for us all where people could not control how they were feeling. So there were pastors now saying, hey, clinicians, therapists, social workers, we need you because I can give them scripture, I can't talk them through this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there's more of an open door as it relates to mental. I've never in my 30-plus years heard of so many people now talking about therapy openly. And so I think there has been a shift. And I do believe it's a God-ordained shift because, listen, it's been too many of us who have grown up in church but have still missed the mark because of the lack of physical and emotional wellness.
Yes. So I'm going to say this. Go ahead. We just both so full, listeners. We just love this conversation. I've had many conversations with Dr. Lawson, and we just can't wait to just get in on it. But I'm going to say this, too. In terms of what you just spoke about the virus and how we have had to fall back on a different way to share our message of well-being, like, for instance, Zoom and StreamYard and those other platforms where people that may not have ever had the opportunity to speak, Dr. Lawson, now have found a platform. They don't have to worry about being set aside. They don't have to worry about being prejudiced against. They don't have to worry about favoritism or cliques. People can just go as they are felt led by God to get on these platforms. And what I see, just like the persecution that happened to our forefather and foremother Christians back in the days of the apostles, the persecution only led to what the Lord Jesus told them to do when he ascended up to heaven. He said, take this gospel to Jerusalem and Judea and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And it was the persecution that actually motivated the Christians to leave. And when they left, then they were able to expound on the teachings of Jesus and the kingdom of God. So this virus is actually giving people an opportunity. So it is really God using what we would call trying times to further his cause. What would you think about that?
I think that's true to some degree. I do. I also, though, believe that there are many people using a platform for their own gain. We haven't had this type of freedom. But again, I think it's a good thing if that's what God has led you to do, because we can reach anybody anywhere at this point. The thing that I'm more concerned with, the ethics behind it. I mean, I can't speak on issues I haven't researched, I haven't read about, or, I haven't prayed about, or, God has not given me the wisdom about. And so a lot of times people are speaking about subjects, things, and on platforms where they're not educated on. And we cannot always use our personal experience or opinions to save or help other people, because it's bigger than us. And so we have to broaden our capacity for our reach. And a lot of times it's limited based upon what I experienced back on Mac and Bewick. Well, that might not help someone who haven't come from that type of environment. And so I just think there's a thin line. But I also do appreciate now not being confined to a specific way to reach people. We had church outside of church during COVID, which relieved a lot of people because they wanted different experiences. They wanted to hear from different people. So it eradicated this traditional methodology that we could only do church one way. And so I was very grateful to have that call and practice, like you mentioned, what's deep in my heart or what's deep in my soul to say to the people based upon my ministry or what God has called me to do. So it kind of released you from the restriction of what other people say you could or could not do. And I think that was a wonderful blessing. I think what God meant, I mean, what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good to some aspect.
That's right.
And so
I just
have seen so many people at this point, you know, start businesses, quit their jobs, because the crisis, once again, we were in a global, and we still are, a global crisis that causes you to face yourself. What am I going to do next? What have I done to limit myself? How do I take the limits off? What are my next steps? I want to be free. I want to be whole. I want to be happy. Everyone start moving towards this place that God always wanted us to be at. Yet we restrict ourselves for whatever reason, or being conditioned and actually also suffering from a level of oppression. But God causes us to be free when we follow him. So it's been a revolution almost in some areas. And so I'm excited.
You know what? I'm inspired by it too. And I just want to reflect back on what you said about sometimes people will come in and share their experience, which, you know, may not fit everyone. There's one thing that I've learned, that when you publicly speak, you have to understand that it may only be for a certain group or segment of people anyway. It's not going to always hit on, you know, 100% for everyone. It's like the thought that came to my mind. Yeah, it's like the thought that came to my mind. I'm going to post this on my page because Holy Spirit God, he just drops thoughts into my head all the time. It's amazing how when you may post a certain thing on Facebook and then you kind of get the reaction, like people are wondering, is he talking about me? And it's like, I'm like, well, if the shoe fits, you know what I'm saying? If the shoe fits, go on, put it on. But also, too, Dr. Easton, I've learned that, you know, we're not going to please everyone anyway. We can only just follow the calling and the leading in our lives and let the seed hopefully germinate wherever there is good soil to receive it. I'm like what the Bible says. I'm not going to cast my pearls before swine. If you show me that you are just intent on debating and arguing and contending and rejecting what I have to say, man, I'm going to hold on to my inspiration, my words. Maybe pray for you that your heart may one day receive truth, but I'm not going to sit up and waste a whole lot of energy and time trying to go back and forth thinking I may win a conversation and actually lose opportunities elsewhere debating with somebody that's really not trying to hear what I have to say.
Absolutely. But, you know, that takes experience, wisdom. You know, we just got to know who our audience is. And, you know, a lot of times we think, hey, I'm supposed to talk about A, B, C, D, and E, but God has made a shift and is transitioning us to the next place. So we just have to be diligent in what God is saying. But that also doesn't happen, because I believe healing and mental and emotional wellness is an ongoing journey. We have had, life experiences that life is tough. I mean, let's be honest. We love God, but that doesn't take away pain and suffering. And many people lose focus because of pain. Many people doubt their faith and are unable to cope or unable to process certain things that have happened, and it lies dormant, and they become immobilized. And that's where, of course, the word of God, but people sometimes need to hear me say, hey, look, you know, I used to get high, or I used to smoke weed, and I used to do A, B, C, D, and E, and this is what I did to get help or to recover. Let's figure out what you need specifically to get to that next place. Amen. So I think even ministry has to change to some degree. We need more up close and personal conversation so that people can get the real help, and we just not hide behind the cross shouting at church.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That is so true. That is so true. And after we come back from the music break, Dr. Lawson, what we're going to do is, you said something that's real crucial, and we had already talked about before we went live on the air. We said we're not trying to script nothing that we discuss on this Fire Gospel Experience. I tell all my special guests, you all have the exact freedom to just follow the lead of Holy Spirit God as we have in this discussion. And when you talked about having the ability to process, I want us to discuss that a little bit. And then we're going to talk about all the wonderful ministry work that you're doing. But that is so true. There are so many of us grown adults, saved, unsaved, that have not learned the process of being able to filter through the issues of life. What we do is we try to ignore it. We try to stuff it down and act like it don't exist. If I don't think about it or talk about it, it's not there anymore. But that's not true. And that is not processing at all. All that is doing is just heaping more issues on top of more issues. And then we find ourselves surrounded by unresolved issues that are still causing us grief and pain, and we don't even know why, and we don't even understand where it's coming from. We're going to talk a little bit about that, Dr. Lawson, when we come back.
Okay.
Right now, here's one of God, Niecy Ellison. We're going to give God praise on this Fire Gospel Experience, because that's what we do. We bring you remedies, we bring you solutions, and we have no problem with praising the God who's able to supply all of our needs.
Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. I am so convinced, just like woman of God, Nisi Eliasson, I don't care what you say, man. It ain't nothing that you can bring to me that's going to be able to persuade me and change my mind from knowing, from my faith walk, my biblical knowledge and understanding, which my life experiences has confirmed, there is nobody like our God. Amen. That just put me in the spirit of praise right there, woman of God, Dr. Lawson. I am just so grateful these anointed gospel artists that can hear Holy Spirit God speak to them and then bring to us these beautiful songs of worship and praise.
Amen.
Amen. We were talking about, I heard you mention about having the ability to process. For me, a woman of God, I would be in a situation, and me personally, because of who I am and I know my core character, growing up as a younger man, I would kind of just be more carried away by my emotions. But because sometimes I would see myself responding in a way that went against my core being, my soul, my true self, my inner self, it would grieve me because I'm like, you know what, man, I did not handle that situation right. So what I had to do is I had to replay those situations in my mind, and I would actually openly verbalize what I would say next time. I was trying to create an imprint in my mind so that hopefully there'll be an automatic pilot switch in my head somewhere where when another situation come back like this, I've already practiced it. I've already kind of gauge my temperament and my mindset, my level of anxiety and frustration, and I was able to kind of make some adjustments before life showed up with another challenging situation. And then from there, I learned other techniques to process and ventilate. Talk about the ability that we need to be able to recognize certain behaviors so that we can process ourselves and then find a way to ventilate and instill principles that would help us be our best versions of ourselves.
Ooh, that's such a wonderful discussion and question. When I think about that, a couple of things come to mind. Of course, I have visions of my own overreacting, I would say, emotionally. And two, based upon how I grew up, or how we grew up, or what we were exposed to. So our emotions, a lot of times, are established in childhood. And, of course, when we trigger, we react a certain kind of way. In my practice, I utilize cognitive behavior therapy because it challenges you to learn what your thinking pattern is, and then your feelings, and then hence your behavior. And so oftentimes, to process, of course, I always challenge, and I've asked myself the question, why did I respond? What has led me to respond this way? What is behind this reaction? We know that the way I just responded about this situation cannot be because of just this situation. And so when look at your thinking process, it's like, okay, was that rational, irrational? Was it a lot of times people could, what we call catastrophize things. So you have blown up a scenario to be way more than it actually is, and that's because you have taken what has occurred and exacerbated it into a storm, and so you're reacting out of fear. And so a lot of times, I challenge people to think about what they're thinking about. What is the evidence
of what you are thinking. And a lot of times, I got to tell you, there is no evidence. Hence, it's our insecurities, it's our fears, it's anxiety and worry. A lot of times when things are presented to us that does not make us feel comfortable, that leads us into a vulnerable place, we either fight or flight. Well, me, I fight. And so when you get, and they say this in recovery, when you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of how you respond to life, then you begin to sit down and trace your dysfunction. And that's not a negative because we all have it. And so when you begin to view authentically and realistically and learning how to stay in the now, what we call mindfulness, then you're able to make rational decisions about what's happening. But people believe that what they I'm sorry.
Go ahead. When people believe what?
People believe that what they feel is a fact or a truth.
Yeah. Oh my God. I tried
so
to tell my divorce.
Yeah.
I tried to tell my divorce lawyer that. Go ahead.
Right. Just because you feel that way doesn't make it a fact or doesn't make the situation the truth. And so it's very hard to get people to release what they think is truth. So, but when we as believers believe the word of God, then you have to go to say, well, what does God say about this? And many people do not study their behavior from a biblical standpoint. It's usually a family pattern. And I give you an example. Yeah. This is I'm gonna call this a hood example. Well, when I was growing up,
my mother
would tell me, "Don't put all your eggs in one basket." So hey, one man won't do, another one will. So
He sure will.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now if I believe this to be true, and it is true. But it has its place. Mm-hmm. So if you're not taught commitment, honor, love, joy, peace, then I am bringing street rules into a sacred situation.
Amen. You know, there's another saying that we have in recovery circles, because I heard you quote one of ours, which is so fabulously true. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, well, how about this one, Dr. Lawson? I don't know if you've ever heard this one before, but this is so true, so much spiritual impact for this. When the pain of staying the same becomes greater than our fear of change, then we'll change.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say that again. When the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the fear of change, then we'll change. Because like you said, we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And the worst place to be sick and tired of being sick and tired is not family, friends, my job, my church, or wherever I go, is who I am. When I get sick and tired of seeing myself behave in a disappointing way, that gets frustrating. And then after you have looked around and you honestly looked and said, you know what, I thought it was Sally, I thought it was John, I thought it was Joe, and I thought it was Betty, but it seems like the common thread in those situations was not just me, but my behavior. I have to take a look at that if I want to get better. If I want to get better, Dr. Easton, I shouldn't be ashamed or too proud or too disillusioned to actually say, what am I contributing to my own misery?
Yes. Yes. And then I always say, you must be a participant in your own healing. But
that's
only after I am humble enough and vulnerable enough to say that I am a problem. Not me, the person, but my behavior. My behavior. And so I think processing, like you talked about, it starts there. But oftentimes,
that's right,
people only can see what other people do to them. They can't see their behavior and how it impacts or provokes other people. And that's one of the phases of emotional intelligence, is not me just knowing who I am or what my emotions are, but how they impact other people. And so a lot of times,
come on,
look at that. We won't look at that because that makes me more accountable for change. And change is difficult.
Come on.
And so the process is a journey, and I call it a journey for self-discovery.
Mm-hmm. I do believe, Dr. Lawson, that one of the reasons that self-denial is perpetrated within us is because we either have no or we have low levels of hope. When you don't have a hope that you can change, when you don't have a hope that you can get better, when you don't believe that there is a solution, a remedy, that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that there is an opportunity in spite of what I've been through and what I've believed about myself, that there is the hope for me to change for the good, then you, I think, just slide into a pit of denial. Because you're saying that I don't have no hope, so I think it just propels you into a pessimistic mindset.
Yes. I hear a lot about that, and we probably don't have enough time, but I hear about that now for women and men in their 50s and 60s when it comes to dating or finding a wife and a husband. It's like, oh, I just don't have no more hope. It's just over. And
yeah.
Hope is so important, even in that aspect, even after disappointment, after disappointment, after disappointment. Hope carries us and keeps us in an optimistic mindset.
Thank you. We've had this discussion before. Just, you know, this is my sister in Christ, and we talk personally, keep each other encouraged. I do believe that iron sharpens iron. And I've told Dr. Crystal Lawson, I said, you know what, Dr. Crystal, I'm at a point in life now where after having experienced failed marriage twice, that if this is my life to be single, I want to go into it enthusiastically, not regretfully. No, the Bible says if you have to begrudge when you giving your tithes, keep it. No, I don't want to have a mindset of saying getting old and lonely and grouchy because I hate this so much. I'm going to find the beauty in the ashes of my past, Dr. Crystal. That means if for whatever reason, this is not my will and I'm not campaigning for a wife right now, I'm just sharing with y'all where I am in life. If it is God's purpose for me to stay single, I'm going to do like Paul. I'm going to commit myself to singleness. And I am going to be okay with it because now I will accept and discern that, you know what, God has foreordained me at this point in my life to commit myself to wholly investing in kingdom building. Now, I know everybody is not there, but you know what? In spite of the fact that, yes, I would enjoy a wife, a loving person to be there in my life to continue on for the remainder of my years, I have put that secondary over the call and purpose of my life so that God can use me best as he see fit. And then I won't be rolling around kicking and screaming, talking about, God, you ain't doing me right. No, that's not me. I'm at a point of high level of surrender, Dr. Eason. And my life experiences has humbled me to that point because I do believe God knows what's best.
Hey, I like the high level of surrender. And it takes that. I'm getting there, but I do keep at the forefront of what God has called me to do. And, of course, if he was to send me someone, they would definitely need the capacity to embrace that. So I just believe that
It hasn't occurred for me a second time because God has not ordained it at this time. And that's just it.
Amen.
Rather, see, here's another thing. God makes decisions sometimes, and it doesn't mean we like it. But can we accept his decision for our life? And that can be difficult because we have our vision, and God has his. So how do we be okay with God's vision, even though the outcome is not what I desire? And that is sometimes very difficult.
Amen. Amen. That's spiritual maturity. And I do believe that God is not going to allow us to go through no thing that we are unable to bear, and that he is right there with us along our pathway of life every step of the way, as long as we are following his leading. I want to go back to something before I let you share with the listeners about the wonderful accomplishments that you have and activities and your Facebook Live platform that you have so that my listeners can become your listeners. I'm not greedy. I don't mind sharing my beautiful people with you, Dr. Lawson. It's okay.
That's awesome.
You did say something about God doing something, and I'm over here taking notes. I always take notes. Hopefully, maybe this will spur your memory and take you back to the thought that you made. But I was taking notes, and you said something, and then I wrote down, God originates, but the devil imitates. What it was is when you said that certain people that go on these platforms and they have ulterior self-centered endeavors, self-centered intentions. And the difference is that if we can be able to matriculate what is of God and what is not of God, we'll see that sometimes it's just human effort or it's some sort of, I'm going to say this too, demonic influence. We don't like to talk about demonic influences because Hollywood has made it so entertaining and dramatic. Whenever we talk about demonic influences, we think about that girl that was possessed, Rosemary's Baby and all that. No, we're talking about demonic forces, dark forces that are invisible, but they can affect our moods, our attitudes. And a lot of times it has helped me because when I see some sort of adversity with certain people, be it at my job or at the supermarket or even at church, I understand that sometimes these people are maybe under satanic attack and they are being aggravated by demonic enforcers. So I just wanted to say that in terms of people on these platforms, there are so many, we have to be discerning because God is the one that originates the good and the purpose and the intent. And it is another influence, primarily the devil, that will imitate what God is doing to try to distract you and try to lead people in the opposite or in a inappropriate way from the way of God. I just need to put that in there because there's so many platforms out there, Dr. Lawson. If we don't use discernment, if we don't use prayer and ask God to open our visionary eyes to see the truth and what's being presented, we may stumble.
That's true. I'm in agreement. And I think...
Amen. Come on.
Oh, no, I couldn't. My phone. I'm sorry. I think, too, the pause that we all was mandated to take during COVID gave us an opportunity to see and hear because we couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So we had to learn how to sit still. And I know for myself, that was a challenge initially, but I didn't even really realize how tired I actually was. And so I began to appreciate more the silence and the notion to be still so that I could hear from God or I could recognize what discernment I needed to utilize because you can't hear God when you're extremely busy. So I think that's a great point you made.
Yeah. Amen. It just takes time. It just takes patience. We are lifetime students and disciples in the ways of our Lord Jesus the Christ. So there's no rush to try to get to any levels that we think we may be pursuing. Well, what we need to do is concentrate on where God has us right now, maximize that acquirement of knowledge. Take that knowledge and put it into practice. This is what is known as seasoning. Seasoning only works when you put it on the food. If you got it on the shelf, in your head is this knowledge in a can. God wants us to spread this knowledge on the menus of our lives so that we can see the reactions, we can see our behavior, and then we'll be able to discern and evaluate ourselves and then ask God to continue to work on us, because we're a workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So that means we're still in the process, Dr. Lawson. Why don't you go ahead and tell us with the time we have left, woman of God, about your accomplishments. I know that you're an author. I want you to share about whatever Facebook platforms that you have so my listeners can continue to support you in them. And if you'd like to share any personal information, if there's somebody there in the Detroit, Michigan area that would like to take advantage of your counseling services, coaching services, or if there's somebody that may want to subscribe long distance, if you'd like to share that information, please go right ahead.
Yes, well, my practice, like mentioned, is called Authentic Life Coaching and Counseling Services. I provide services for, I specialize with grief and loss, mental health, and relationships, meaning long-term relationships or married couples. So I can be reached on Facebook platforms up under Dr. Crystal LaVon Lawson. I also have a group called Transitioning Purpose into Pain, Pain into Purpose. It's a group on the Facebook platform. I also have Finally I Choose Me, which is a part of my coaching program for women, which is designed to help women heal from toxic emotions and reinvent themselves and walk into their purpose, because I've discovered as women and being nurturers, how you take care of everybody else but yourself. So that platform, that we give to help women take away all of our titles, all of everything that we do and become.
Right.
Because oftentimes we replace what we should be coming with all of the things that we do. And so there's a time to be still and become. So that's what that platform is for. And CLE Strategic Solutions, I provide corporate, professional, organizational health training and consulting to nonprofits and corporate organizations. I'm a preacher, so I believe in the Word of God. I preach women's conferences, men conferences. I've serviced men as well in the areas of anger. So I provide management to men. Of course, men and mental wellness is also very, very high at this time. And so men also need platforms where they can take off the Superman cape and be a man and share from their vulnerable places for healing as well. I have written books. I've co-authored 6 books. I've written one on marriage, personality type, and marital satisfaction. Equally yoked, what does that really mean after being married 15 years and getting divorced? And so I also provide spiritual counseling. My PhD is in Christian counseling. So a lot of people have some spiritual conflicts when they come for counseling. And so that's just another area as well. And so I appreciate this opportunity in sharing with FIRE. I appreciate Ron for being able to be myself and share what God has put in my heart, just sharing who I am. And I'm grateful that God has created a platform for helping and healing and for people to come to a place to be really honest about what they've gone through and how they can help other people. So I appreciate this space, this safe space to do that.
Amen. It was certainly our pleasure, privilege, and honor to have you here with us, Dr. Crystal Lawson. And if you really, really appreciate what I have been able to provide for you through our Lord Jesus God, Almighty Holy Spirit God, you'll send me a copy of that book, Equally Yoked, because the brother is still learning. I still want some more knowledge. So Whatever I have to do on my end, I need you to autograph a copy of that book and send it to me so I can put it in my library. And then I'll work on the other five books as we go.
Okay, sounds good.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. You have been a blessing. I was not going to try to restrict the time of all of who you are, what you've done into one interview. I look
okay.
forward to you coming back as soon as you are able, as soon as we can work the scheduling out so we continue this sanctified spiritual conversation, because it is definitely helping somebody, and I certainly believe it is honoring and bringing God glory for us obeying the call that he put on our lives. So I'm looking forward to you coming back, woman of God. I pray God bless you, keep you, cover you, and continue to lead and guide you into paths of abundance and fruitfulness to God and to helping a soul.
Amen. Amen. And same right back at you. I appreciate you, man of God.
Amen. That is Dr. Crystal Lawson here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all. Yeah. I'm trying to tell y'all, if I had more time, we would still be discussing the beautiful things that God is doing, has done, and what we know by faith, believe, and trust that God will continue to do, not just for us. God does not show favoritism. The Word of God says that God is not a respecter of persons. That means he cares about you, 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 and I'm talking to you too. Yes, he does. Because if y'all only knew our whole story about what we have been through and the beautiful part that we will testify whenever we feel led and have the opportunity is how God brought us out of some of our worst circumstances, mindsets, and situations, and have placed us in positions of trust so that we now can be his instrument that he is using to try to help somebody else, so that collectively we all can be in a number of souls that cannot be numbered, that would just give God praise. And just like man of God Michael Turridge is about to sing, we're living for God. Everything else comes after that.
Something like this. Yeah. Make it funky for me. Make it funky.
Get your praise,
praise
on.
Praise him.
God.
If he woke you up this morning and he started
house.
You on your
yes,
way,
God.
You want to praise him. Yeah. Praise him. Get up off your feet and praise him.
Yes, my God, you can't tell me, woman of God, Margie Heath, don't get her praise on. She was like, I can't let this thing go. I need to keep on giving God some just due praise. That's how you do it, woman of God. And we thank you. And we appreciate you and God for being such a phenomenal force. Woman of God, Margie Heath, praising him. Looking forward to that woman of God coming on this Fire Gospel Experience and blessing us with her ministry, with her testimony, as well as with the beautiful spirit that God has put in her. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, for you gifted, anointed people of God that bring a word of inspiration, exhortation, and encouragement to this word of inspiration. This woman of God is no stranger to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Talk about none other than woman of God, Lady Joy, over at Houston radio station, way down near Houston, the capital of Texas, Austin, Texas. Woman of God is a media personality in her very own right that broadcasts Monday through Friday. Talking about woman of God, Kimberly Holiday is here to give us an inspirational message about don't worry. Amen.
Good morning and welcome back into the Bootleg Bible Devotional right here on Insanely Gifted Radio. Again, I thank each of you for being intentional in your radio choice and for joining me for worship today. My name is Kimberly Holiday, and as I minister to you, I'm really ministering to myself. Today's topic is, what shall we fear? I don't know about you, but I've been experiencing quite a bit of anxiety, some days some depression, and many times a lot of fear, you know, but we can stand on the word of God. Romans 15:4 reminds us why. It says that whatever was written beforehand is meant to instruct us on how to live. That means that the scriptures impart to us encouragement and inspiration so that we can live in hope and endure all things. Not some things, but all things. That means depression, anxiety, and fear can be conquered. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, in Matthew 11:28, we are reminded that all those who are heavy laden and weary can come to Christ for rest, because this is what he wants for us. I also want to read John 14:27. This is actually written in red in your Bible. Jesus said this. Amen. It is my prayer today that as I read, that the words will be understandable from the youngest to the oldest, and that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would definitely always be acceptable unto you, my God, my strength, and my Redeemer. Reading from the Passion Translation, John 14:27, it reads, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. I read to you John 14:27. Don't take my word for it. Go get in the word of God for yourself. Stay tuned right here. More gospel and inspirational favorites coming up. I'm Kimberly Holiday, and you're listening to the Bootleg Bible Devotional. Good morning, saints.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Woman of God, Kimberly Holiday, was right here. Yeah. Amen. And please feel free to tune in to her broadcast at KAZI 88.7 FM. I believe that broadcast starts at 7 a.m. in the morning, depending on your time zone. Just tune in. Just type in KAZI 88.7 FM in the search bar, and you will be able to enjoy Lady Joy at the Voice and Soul of Austin on her broadcast. And I promise you, it will be an uplift to your day. You will be blessed by it. You will be encouraged by it. And if you want to be my special guest for Word of Inspiration, you can get in touch with me on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, or you can get in touch with me by calling 870-413-0220. Send me an email, ronaldjefferson1@aol. And if you're not able to get to this platform live on telephone conversation, you can just use your cell phone recorder. Put a little soft music in the background like I'm playing right now, and then just record that 3 to 5 minute anointed inspirational word up for us to share, and then email that bad boy to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, and I'll be able to put it in my word up playlist library and pull it up and play it randomly to be blessed. just like we did for Lady Joy Kimberly Holiday. You tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. Here is man of God, Young Bro. Woo! Talking about a brother, young brother, millennial brother, doing it big for Jesus. He's letting you know you can keep searching all you want to, but there is no other than the God we serve.
Yeah. Pray with me now. Pray with me now. Yeah. Yeah. Look, there's no other God that can love like that. He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'm a grub like that. I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade. I look at my baby and I can see heaven, yeah, that my serenity rose. The Father is speaking, I'm listening close. I pray that my baby surrender her soul. Hey, look at this covenant. Look at this beautiful covenant. Say you been trying to come off of me, all of this vanity, I don't want none of it. I'm surrounded by these angels now. I was bitter, I'm grateful now. I can see that he's faithful now. I ran away, but he would take me down. Many nights I would be alone. Never knew he was so close. He told me I'm the one that been chosen. He gon' love me all the way home. Yeah, I'm his masterpiece. He's bringing me healing, he told me that I've been redeemed. He told me to stay in his presence. I'm still kinda hurting from all of these things that I seen. He told me his love is forever. He told me his love is eternal. He told me his love is way better. So I'ma just praise him right here in the furnace. Holy life, it's only Christ, it's only right to lift up his name, yeah. Holy life, it's only Christ, it's only right to give him my praise, yeah. Give it all to the sovereign one. Hold on to the Father's love. Fellowship until the time is gone. In the valley, I'ma call him. There's no other God that can love like that. He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'ma grub like that. I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade.
Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through with your love. Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through when I call, yeah. Revelation after revelation, I'm meditating on this word you gave us, that's elevation. I'm celebrating how you overcame and you'll never change.
Look, I was in the mud, I was in the pit, yeah. Now the spirit of God is in the midst. You can find me in the word, I'm deep inside the word. I'm free from all the sin I was in. I was ignorant, full of myself, but the spirit told me to go die to myself. I would do nothing apart from the Father, so how will I ever rely on myself? There's no other God that can love like that. Came and put joy in the cup like that. Cover my home with the blood like that. Open up heaven, let it flood like that. I'm in heavenly places, meditating on these things that are good. We're meditating on this wonderful love, and we gon' take back what the enemy took. Because the Lord is a shield for the ones to trust, and I'ma give him praise, I'm lifting his name up. And I ain't even really gotta say much. There's only one that can really save us. From the grave he rose up on the third. I'm keeping the faith up. He told me that his love is forever. He told me that his love is eternal. He told me his love is way better. So I'ma just praise him right here in the furnace.
Holy life, it's only Christ, it's only right to lift up his name, yeah. Holy life, it's only Christ, it's only right to give him my praise, yeah. Give it all to the sovereign one. Hold on to the Father's love. Fellowship until the time is gone. In the valley, I'ma call him.
There's no other God that can love like that. He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'ma grub like that. I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade.
Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through with your love. Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through when I call, yeah. Revelation after revelation, I'm meditating on this word you gave us, that's elevation. I'm celebrating how you overcame and you'll never change it, no.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Red, the pastor and founder of Power of the Gospel Ministries and also Mighty King Basketball Youth Ministry.
Hello, I am Lady Crystal, success coach, five-time Amazon best-selling author, podcaster, publisher, clubhouse host, and speaker.
And we are the humble hosts of the Power Lift broadcast on Positive Power 21 Christian Media Radio with our brother, CEO, and founder, Jerry Roy.
And you can find Power Lift podcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please check us out on Spotify, Look for Red, R-E-D-D, and Crystal Henry.
Our virtual ministry is on Facebook under Red, R-E-D-D, Red Henry, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., and also on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We're looking forward to you to join us.
Check us out, powerofthegospel.org for more information, or crystalhenry.net.
You are listening to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, where the
fire
is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music.
I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about
Fire!
On this station, it's all about
Kingdom building.
Glory, my God, shall supply all of my.
I know he will. He will supply. Thank you, woman of God. Ashley Renee, bringing some of that good old nostalgic jazz, Ella Fitzgerald style gospel music to this fire gospel experience, y'all. I told you, you're going to get a blend of some of all of this wonderful God-anointed, God-breathed-on praise and worship music right here on this fire gospel experience, because that's how we roll. Amen. Goes right there. We are embracing for your spiritual nutrition and reflection and consideration from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. We're going to take a look at and talk about love abound. Amen. Can't get enough of love. I don't care where we go, what you're doing, there's always room for more love. Reading from the NIV version of the Bible, Philippians 1, 9 through 11 says, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. We all know that the word and meaning of love has been spread so thinly over so many different opinions that its full and true meaning has lost its impact and become diluted from its integrity. For us God lovers and Jesus disciples, we prefer the biblical meaning of love as in the agape or agape rendered, whichever pronunciation you prefer, which means to sacrificially give ourselves to someone our very best for their very best and well-being, if not better, without any expectation of return attached. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan that our Lord Jesus told in a parable? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Verse 33 says, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Verse 35, Luke 10. Says, and on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. We are ever vigilant to show care and concern wherever we are to meet someone's need, because this demonstrates the very same agape love that God shows and demonstrates to us and dispenses to us all daily. Matthew 5 and 45 confirms that. He says that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. I believe where we as believers may fall short in the area of being more like our Lord Jesus is the emotional factor that we believe is somehow intended to be connected and incorporated. But what if someone that we know dislikes us? Are we to exclude any goodness that we may provide to them? Again, Matthew 5th chapter, verses 43 and 44 says, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, What an outstanding measure rod for our Christian walk, faith, and maturity. To make ourselves available for those who, for whatever reason, have something against us. This is what it means to let our love abound. Don't hold back any good thing that we benefit, may benefit someone else with. We know that God is ever watching his children, who are the ones that he has made righteous. Not we ourselves, no. Which comes through our trust, acceptance of the precious gift of his only begotten son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Talking about love abound on this fire gospel experience. Right here from Philippians, the first chapter, verses 9 through 11. Think about it. Love abounds. Love is powerful. There's no greater force than love. The Bible declares that God is love, so there you have it right there. So what we are trying to do now is we are trying to let God filtrate his holy being into us right where we are. Amen. Goes right there. Aren't you glad that God is so full of love? And I'm so glad that God took control. Amen? Yes, Lord. The man of God, Demarion Glanton, singing about it way better than I can talk about it. And I can talk it pretty good, but I'm telling you, thank you, God. Take your control.
Sending this one out to Lillian and Kenny. And T.I.Z. all the way in D.C. Let's go!
This is the day that the Lord has made.
So I will rejoice.
Joy and be glad.
Uh-huh. There's no other place.
There's no other place that I'd rather be
than in the hands of.
Yeah.
Say this. I once was blind.
Uh-huh.
That it was nobody but God. Yeah.
That
I would have lost my life. I would have lost my. Come on, let's do that again. Everybody, this is the day,
this is the day
the Lord has made.
The Lord has made.
So I will rejoice.
So I will rejoice and be glad.
That's it.
In
there's no other place,
no other
that,
place
I'd
that I'd rather be
than in. But now I see that it was nobody but God. I would have lost my life. I would have lost my soul. But God. Hey. It's getting good to me. Come on, let's be a witness. He took control. Nobody but yeah. I'm so glad.
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Coach Tamara J., Certified Coach Trainer, CEO and founder of the Empowerment Coaching Institute, speaker, radio host, counselor, and certainly a born-again believer of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest degree. I'm inviting everyone to join me on my new broadcast, the Life Coach Collective podcast, where you will be blessed in the engaging, encouraging, and uplifting biblical real-life conversations where my special guests will share their experiences, knowledge, strength, faith, and expertise on how God has manifested their life in a very special way. You can tune in to the Life Coach Collective podcast on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock p.m. noon Central Standard Time beginning July 13, 2021. Visit me at CoachTamaraJ.com for more information, or if you want to be my special guest, you can contact me at my email, EmpowerYou@CoachTamaraJ.com. I'm also encouraging everyone to get a new copy of my book, My Love Prayer Journal, where we are sharing powerful prayer declarations to activate your faith and enrich your life, your relationship with God. You can purchase a copy of my book at CoachTamaraJ.com for the simple price of $14.95. And you are listening to The Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the fire of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to The Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you strength. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and coworkers by telling them about The Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
You best believe it, woman of God, Tamara J. It's all about kingdom building. That Tamara J., she is one of the phenomenally gifted and anointed women on the broadcast, the Breaststroke Shows with Woman of God host Coach Tanya Bankston, co-host Felicia Moses, co-host Valerie Tunsil, and then, yes, of course, Woman of God, Coach Tamara J. Congratulations, Woman of God, Tamara J. She just jumped the broom, y'all. Yes, she did. She is a brand new newlywed. How about that? We just congratulate you. We pray many blessings of good days, wonderful memories, and a beautiful, beautiful life together as a brand new wife. Amen. Goes right there. I had the wonderful pleasure of being the guest on the Breaststrokes broadcast just recently. You can tune into that archive program on my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, Breaststrokes. I was so happy to talk about men, how we think, how we do. We had an adult conversation about sex. Something that Christians don't seem to like to talk about too much, but we all know how much we enjoy it in the right parameters in marriage. Help us, Lord, because we haven't always done like we supposed to. Thank God he said he'll take our sins and throw them in the deepest sea of forgiveness, because some of those things we know we don't want the Lord to be rehearsing back to us or remembering and holding against us. But what a wonderful conversation. I was also able to discuss my book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. So go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, where you'll see the archive version of me thanking those beautiful ladies of the Breaststroke for being their special guests. We are discussing Love Abound on this platform, Fire, 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 the gospel experience. So as I continue the conversation, I just want to say that when we participate in this heavenly dimension and concept of true agape love, we, the students, become more like our master teacher, our Lord Jesus, as when he prayed for us to our Heavenly Father in John 17. He said, I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, talking about you and I, as thou hast loved me, talking about the Lord Jesus to the Father. May we more fully determined to strive to understand what we are, that we are loved in great abundance by God, meaning that we are always before his mind, spirit, and being. He cares and provides what we need, which is the milk of the promised land and even blesses us at times with abundant blessings of wants, which was the honey. Remember the land of milk and honey? Exodus 3 and 8 says, "And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk." That's what we need, and honey. That's what we want. "Unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." Those foreigners of the Old Testament times can also resurface in our modern day times wearing different faces, ethnicities, circumstances, situations, or whatever, talking about those hostile people that the children of Israel had to face and contend with when they were on their journey into the promised land. Well, guess what? We're in our journey into our promised land, which is our calling, breaking ground to sow seeds, yeah, of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But what we need to understand is the love of God supersedes and overcomes them all. Verse 26 says, "And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, and that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." John 17 and 26. That is why we can claim victory in the face of any so-called apparent defeat, because God has provided us with so much of his abounding love that we are ultimately and always victorious in Jesus, and has an overflow supply of love from God for ourselves, and enough, more than enough, to share with those he's ordained us to provide his eternal and beautiful love. Amen. Goes right there. Romans 8 and 37 says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." That means it don't matter what you're going through, God has more than enough love to carry us through. What a wonderful, wonderful understanding and admission that God has given to us, for us to put in our spirits and our souls, so that we can be upstanding and uplifted as we walk this walk of faith. Amen. Woo! Love abounds, y'all. So that means you can get all the love that's available from God, because he has it in unlimited portions. You can never ask God for too much love. He wants to give it, give it, give it. And he wants us to give it, give it, give it. And then all we're going to turn around and do is give God the praise. Thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful supernatural love that keeps us, sustains us, builds us up, and makes us even more new creatures in Christ. Just like our Lord Jesus, we are just being reduplicated into the very image and personhood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank my special guest, owner, CEO, Authentic Life Coaching and Counseling Services, as well as founder of Strategic Solutions, woman of God and author, Dr. Crystal LaVon Lawson was here. And I want to thank woman of God, Kimberly Holiday, for sending that recorded word of inspiration about don't worry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praying God will bless each and every one of y'all. Spiritual socks off y'all. Sanctified feet. I want to leave y'all with a final word. When we put praise on our lips, in our hearts, in our minds, deep down in our soul, guess what? God will put a song of praise, worship in our hearts. And we'll have such a distinguishing glow from that whole experience that people will say about us, about the same that walked in the way with our Lord Jesus after the resurrection. When he disappeared, they suddenly said to themselves, "Didn't our hearts burn in us?" We'll put that need burning in the hearts of people as we live out our lives with Jesus Christ. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. I love y'all. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it except love me back. I'm praying for y'all. Ain't nothing y'all can do about that except praise me back. And I'm soliciting your prayers and your love so I can continue to do God's will on this fire, fire, fire. gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. I just want to leave y'all with Woman of God, this innovative gospel artist talking about Woman of God, Jennifer Wilson. But there is love abounding. It will always be a way of escape. Tell me this in the beautiful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
But God is faithful, so will not suffer you to be changed.